there are many Christian camps where families, Christian families, go for vacation, but they have speakers and worship times, and so it's half vacation, half worship time. So I got to go to these.
所以在这个情况当中，许多基督徒的家庭在暑期的时候，他们也希望能够度假，但是同时也希望能够听到神的话语。因此，我也有机会被邀在那边做讲述神的话。所以对我来说，一半像是度假，一半又是像是在传讲神的信息。
So I was half Bible teacher, half vacationer.
所以我一半像是圣经老师，一半又像是一个度假的人。
I was very happy.
我非常快乐。
Okay, I want to do a talk this morning called "What is Fasting?"
所以我今天想与大家分享的是何谓禁食。
Whenever I do this talk, I'm never sure how many people in the congregation are familiar or practice fasting.
每当我在讲这个题目的时候，我总是不太清楚我底下的听众对于这个题目有多么的了解。
If it is a lot today, this is all familiar.
也许在座很多人都有进食的经验的话，也许对大家这个题目是非常的熟悉的。
If it's not a lot, then this might be helpful.
如果大家对这个不熟悉的话，那今天的讲道就对您有帮助。
So let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, I'm just going to ask, you don't have to raise your hand, but could you please just think of a time when you accidentally skipped a meal?
我想让大家心里想一想，有没有任何的情况当中你少吃一顿饭。
I work at an office that does not have a cafeteria.
我在我上班的地方，我的上班地方并没有餐厅。
So I go out, grab a sandwich, bring it back to my desk, and I actually eat at my work desk.
所以有的时候我必须要出去去买一份三明治回来，然后我一面上班一面吃。
Once in a while, I get very, very busy, and I'm just working through my lunch hour, and I forget to eat a meal.
但是有的时候因为工作上的忙碌，我会忘记吃我的午餐，所以我一直做事就忘了。
Does that happen to you sometimes?
我不知道在座有没有这样的经验呢?
Okay, now, just think of that moment where you forget the meal and you start feeling very hungry.
我想让大家自己回忆一下，有的时候你不小心漏吃了一顿饭，然后你又开始有那个饥饿感的感觉。
My suspicion is that it's not a pleasant feeling for you.
我相信那个并不是大家很喜欢的这种感觉。
Some of you might even get headaches.
也许在座有些人开始会头痛。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide. Okay, so now I want you to imagine that feeling, but doing it on purpose and doing it regularly, like maybe once a week.
那我现在让大家想象一下，你现在是刻意的去少吃一顿饭，然后至少一个礼拜这样子少吃一顿饭。
Okay, that picture is a empty dish with a knife and fork and a clock.
所以大家看见这个图片就知道，这是一个空盘子，里面呢就有一个时钟。
When I'm fasting, that's kind of thinking. Here's an empty plate, and I'm just waiting for the clock to go by.
所以当我在进食的时候，我就想象我正在看了一个空盘子，然后不停的看我表，不知道什么时候才一个度过这段时间。
The point of that picture is that what I'm talking about, and actually what I'm calling you to, is not necessarily a pleasant thing.
我想跟大家分享的是，大家可以想象，当我们进食的时候，这并不是一个让我们舒服的事。
But I would like to argue today that it is a helpful thing to your Christian life.
但是我今天要与大家分享的就是，当我们进食的时候，实际上对我们属灵的生命是有帮助的。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, let me just alert you, if you're not aware, that fasting has been a Christian practice for centuries.
我想跟大家提醒的，如果你不知道的话，我必须要跟大家分享的是，禁食实际上在基督教的历史上来说是一个已经经历几世纪的一种操练。
Many, many Christian writers through the centuries have talked about fasting as a good thing.
所以许多的基督教历史上的伟人都跟我们分享说，禁食是一个非常对我们有益的事。
There's a quote from St. Augustine around 400 AD. I will read it in English, and I'll ask George to give a translation in Chinese.
在过去历史，基督教历史人物当中，一个历史伟人就是圣奥古斯丁，他曾经这样说。
St. Augustine says, "Fasting cleanses the soul, raises the mind, subjects one's flesh to the spirit, renders the heart contrite, and kindles the true light of chastity."
也，他这么说，他说，当我们进食的时候，能够洁净我们的灵魂。提升我们的意志，也让我们的让我们控制我们的肉体，然后主导我们进入灵命的生命当中，也让我们的心灵懂得去忏悔，同时点燃我们心中真理的亮光。
Okay, I'm going to read another read a passage now from the Gospel of Matthew, and I will read it in English. We'll have George translate into Chinese.But I just want you to notice one word, the first word, when.
接下来我将会从马太福音一节这边来用这节经文，但是我想要大家注意的是，我们在什么时候要如此操练。
Okay, I have Matthew 16. My guess, I'm thinking that's probably Matthew 6.
Matthew 6.
I think it's Matthew 6. That might be a typo, but Jesus says, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do." When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting.
马太福音第六章十六节到跟十八节这么说，你们进食的时候，不可像那些假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看。然后接下来第十八节，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看。
Please notice that Jesus does not say, if you fast, do this. He says, when you fast, do this.
请大家注意，在这边经文是说，耶稣是说，当你进食的时候，而不是说，如果，假如你进食的时候。
The Bible assumes that Christians practice fasting. It never really commands Christians to fast.
也就是说，在这篇经文里面，圣经已经假设所有的基督徒都已经在操练进食了，而不是说你规定你要进食，而是假设你已经一直都在进食。
In that sense, it's like baptism. You can't find any commands to be baptized, but the Bible talks to you and it assumes that all Christians get baptized.
就好像圣经没有规定每一个人一定要受洗，但是圣经上的经文却表示出假设。应该是所有基督徒都已经受洗了。
So because the Bible assumes that Christians practice fasting, I think it's important every once in a while just to have a little teaching on what it means.
因此，如果经文告诉所有基督徒他已经认为基督徒都已经在操练进食的话，我相信所有的基督徒都应该某一段时间开始练习进食。
Let's go on to the next slide, and I'll show you the main verse. Okay, let me just put this up here. This is my family.
我现在把我家庭的照片给大家看。
Four children and a dog.
我一共有四个孩子跟一只狗。
I just need to let you know that when I fast, it is mainly for them.
我想跟大家分享的是，当我进食的时候，实际上我是为着我的孩子，来进食的。
This was last Christmas, but they're bigger now. They grow every day.
这个是实际上去年圣诞节拍的照片，但是我可以跟大家说，他实际上他们每天都在成长，他们现在已经比照片上的样子还要更大了。
Those of you here who are parents know,
在座如果你是父母的话
，that as kids get bigger, they have minds of their own.
大家知道，当我们孩子成长的时候，他们有自己的想法。
I cannot force them.To choose God or to love Jesus, they must do that on their own.
我不能辖制他们，规定他们一定要信主，因为这是他们自己要做的决定。
Every once in a while, I get very concerned because it feels to me like they're choosing other things besides Jesus.
有的时候是会让我担心，因为多少时候我总是觉得他们也许他们会选择在基督以外的选项。
They're too big now, so I cannot punish them anymore.
他们已经。大了，我也不能处罚他们。
I might encourage them verbally.
我也许可以用我的话语去鼓励他们。
But the main thing I do is I fast.
但是最主要的是我为他们进食。
Just this past summer, the boy, who is the one on the right, took on an internship at a biotech laboratory.
就在今年这个暑假呢，我的儿子，也就是最右边的那一位呢，他去了一个生化公司做实习生。
He's very excited about this internship because he hopes that maybe they'll give him a job someday when he finishes.
哦，他对于这个实习生的工作，他是非常的兴奋，因为他很希望当他毕业以后，他可以到这家公司来上班。
But the internship conflicts with a Christian camp that I really wanted him to go to.That he's gone to ever since he was a boy, and has been a strong influence in his life.
但是就在当他实习工作的期间呢，这家公司要他工作上班的时间，刚好与他每年从小到大一直去的这个青少年的退休会撞齐了。
So I said to Christopher, Christopher, you might want to consider asking for 2 weeks off from this internship to go to this camp, because I think it would be good for your Christian life.
所以我就对我的儿子说，儿子啊。如果可以的话，也许你可以跟公司请两个礼拜的假，在这两个礼拜的时间，你可以到这个基督教的营地去参加你过去一直参加的活动。
But he said no, I want to stay with this internship.
但是我的儿子跟我说不，我希望一直在留在这边上班。
I could not force him to go.
我不能强逼着他去做这样决定。
So I spent some time.Earlier this summer, just fasting that he would change his mind.
所以我暑假的时候，我就不断的为这件事情祷告，禁食，并且希望他能够改变心意。
Sometimes when I fast, I find that it does result in my kids changing their minds. This time it didn't work.
有的时候我禁食的时候，祷告的时候，后来真的事情就有如我祷告的一样，但是这一次却没有。
But my point is, it's worth trying, and you should substitute your family on that screen for mine. That's who you should think about sometimes if you have to fast.
但是我想鼓励大家的时候，的事是希望大家能够操练。我希望大家可以想象把你自己家庭的照片换成从我现在荧幕给大家的照片换成你家的照片。
Let's go to the next slide.Okay, there are several verses that mention fasting in the Bible. This is my favorite one.
在圣经当中有几处的经文都提到禁食，而我现在与大家分享的是我最喜欢的一节经文。
This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 to 14.
这是出自于哥林多前书第六章，12到14节。
Now, I have to just say something about the translation. This is the New Living Translation.And I like it because it makes it clear that in some parts of the sentences, the Apostle Paul is quoting a slogan being claimed by the Corinthians.
所以我在这边与大家分享的翻译呢，是英文里面最白话日常用的翻译版本。我之所以喜欢这个翻译呢，是因为当里面的用词呢，是当时保罗写书信的时候，哥林多城市里面常用的一个俗语。
So other English translations, it's not so clear that he's actually mimicking them first before he responds. But in this translation, it is clear.
在其他的翻译版本的时候，其他的翻译版本是用这些他们用的成语，先写他们用的成语，然后保罗再去解释这个成语。但是这一个翻译是保罗先有一个主张，然后用当时的成语去解释他所提出来的主张。
Okay, let me read it first in English, then we'll have George read in Chinese. You say, I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. And even though I am allowed to do anything, I must not be a slave to anything. You say, food was made for the stomach and stomach for the food. This is true, though someday God will do away with both of them. But you can't say that bodies were made for sexual immorality. They were made for the Lord,And the Lord cares about our bodies. And God will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised our Lord from the dead.
这个经文是也在我们的周报后面。它这样的翻译应该是如此。你说凡事我都可行，但是不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受它的辖制。食物是为肚腹，肚腹是为食物，但神要叫这两样都废坏，身体不是为淫乱，乃是为主， 主也是为着身子，并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
Okay, let me see if I can explain a little bit about what this verse says, and then I'll draw the application to fasting.
我希望能够来解释一下这些经文，然后我们想想怎么去应用它。
The Christians at the church in Corinth were used to saying things like, I'm allowed to do anything.
因为当时哥林多的教会，他们这些信徒经常说，我有自由去做任何我喜欢做的事。
Because of the freedom that comes with Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that comes with Jesus Christ, they felt they were free to do anything.
因为他们认为，既然我们可以借着耶稣基督得救了，我们不需要再守任何宗教上面的行为，因为因此他们认为他们有自由可以做任何他们喜欢的事。
So the Apostle Paul quotes back to them a slogan that they would claim, and then he would add, but not everything that you're free to do is good for you.
因此保罗在写书信给他们的时候，就用他们自己的话先来讲，然后再告诉他们，实际上你们错了，并不是所有你们认为自己可以做的事情都对你们有益处的。
They would also claim that the human body has certain appetites, and that we should make sure that those appetites are fed. And they would claim that about food, like I naturally have a stomach that craves food, so I should satisfy that appetite for food. They would also say that the body has a craving for sex, and they had to fulfill that craving for sex. And Paul says, your bodies was not made for sexual immorality.
所以这些收信的哥林多教会的信徒们，他们认为人既然是人，我们有食欲，我们就应该满足我们身体上对食物的欲望。我们同时也有性欲，因此也很自然的，我们应该满足我们身体上的性的需要。而保罗却写信给他们说，并不是满足你所有的欲望都是对你有益的。
So Paul's point in this passage is to say you don't have to fulfill every bodily appetite, every bodily craving, because your body was made for the Lord.
因此保罗就写信给他们说，并不是你们活的，并不是要满足你身体上的欲望，这个不是你生命的宗旨。我们的身体乃是为着神来活的，应该奉献给神的。
That is the point behind fasting. My body belongs to Jesus.
也就是说，我们今天之所以进食的目的是要表明说，我们的身体是应该归于，也是属于耶稣基督的。
Jesus is the Lord over my body. Nothing else should master my body.
我们在这边宣告，耶稣基督是我身体的主，任何其他的欲望不应该掌控我的身体。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, so here's the idea. As a Christian, your physical body has been given over to Jesus.
这边就是主要的信息，就是当我们是成为耶稣基督的信徒的时候，我们应该把自己的身体献给神了。
That's the question that I pose to everybody who gets baptized. Is Jesus your Lord?
因此，当我在为大家任何人施洗的时候，我总是问一句话说，你承认主耶稣基督是你的主吗？
And when I ask, is Jesus your Lord? I mean, is he Lord of your mind? But I'm also asking, is he Lord of your body?
所以当我问的时候，不单单是我要问说，耶稣基督是你理智的主吗？同时我也在问，耶稣基督是你身体的主吗？
That's why the slide says, my body, God's temple.
也就在这边说，我们的身体就是神的殿。
Now, fasting is kind of a moment during the week where you remind yourself that my body is God's temple.
所以何谓禁食呢？禁食就是在一个礼拜当中有一次，我们再一次提醒自己，我们的身体是属于神的。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, sometimes something else exerts itself as the Lord of my body.
但是很多时候我们会发现，在某种情况底下有其他的东西好像掌控着我们身体的欲望。
Like if I get very hungry for a burger like that, anybody else getting hungry? Then my hunger rises up and threatens to claim lordship over my body.
当我在饥饿的时候，我看见这个非常美好的汉堡的时候，我的饥饿感就突然觉得说要掌控我的身体。
That's a nice hot cup of coffee.
然后在旁边有一个非常美丽、吸引人、热腾腾的咖啡。
When you wake up in the morning, aren't you craving that cup of coffee?
哦，当你早上起来的时候，你是不是很想喝杯咖啡呢？
When that happens, you should be aware the caffeine is trying to be lord of my body.
但是当你这样子去想的时候，你必须要小心了。也许咖啡因正是要开始掌控你的身体了。
For many years, my father was addicted to smoking.
实际上在我过去当中，我父亲很多时间，他有很长一段时间，他有烟瘾。
There were cigarettes all over my house, and he tried to quit, and I remember him trying to quit, and he couldn't quit.
我也记得在那个时候，我小的时候，我家里到处都是香烟，我爸爸也想了很多次要戒烟，但是他就是戒不了。
The nicotine was lord of his body.
因为那个时候尼古丁在他身体当中掌权了。
Now, if there's something in your life that is addictive, like nicotine or caffeine or even this juicy burger, you know what it's like to have something that's controlling your body or lord over your body.
所以大家对任何事情上瘾的话，你也非常的了解，中间有一些东西它正在吸引着你，控制你的身体。
See, but the Christian has taken on a new lord. So if there's something else that's lord of your body, you should feel...This is not always good.
但是对基督徒来说，我们应该知道我们现在有一个新的主人了。这个主人应该是掌管我们的身体。如果我们有被其他的吸引，我们必须要小心了。
So fasting is what Christians have done throughout the centuries just to say to themselves, these things or food is not the Lord of my body.
所以在过去好几个世纪以来，所有的基督徒都经常操练，禁食，乃是对自己做一个宣告：我的身体不再被这些东西所掌控。
Let me take on this next slide. I'll show you a picture here. Okay, that's a finger, and it's you're pointing to your own soul. You're preaching to your own soul. So the picture says, fasting is a way you declare to your soul in a limited way that you will not be mastered by the cravings of your flesh.
所以在这边我们看见一个指头，这个指头乃是应该我们对着自己说，我们应该对自己宣告说，我们应该限制我们自己肉体上的欲望，不要被这些我们身体上的肉体上的欲望掌控我们。
On Sundays you have someone like me or George preach to you.
所以在礼拜天的时候，也许我们在这边台上有一些传道人像我一样，我们跟大家讲道。
But during the week, in a healthy Christian life, you are preaching to yourself.
但是对一个健康的基督徒来说，在礼拜天以外的周间的时间，我们自己应该对自己讲道。我们就好像一个指头对着指着自己。
So fasting is a way of preaching to yourself.
实际上，禁食就是对自己讲道的一种方式。
Every once in a while, I come across a woman that I'm attracted to that isn't my wife.
也许有的时候我对某一个不是我太太的女人所吸引。
When that happens, I look at my wedding ring.
所以当我被这个女生吸引的时候，我马上看看我手上的结婚戒指。
And I have to preach to myself.
然后马上我必须要对自己讲道。
Okay, so this is a kind of a simple way that Christians throughout the centuries preach to themselves.About not being mastered by the cravings of their flesh.
所以历世历代的基督徒经常就用禁食来对自己讲道。
My body belongs to Jesus.
再一次宣告说，我的身体乃是属于耶稣基督的。
Let's go on the next slide. Okay, so that's the basic idea, and as long as you do something that gets across that basic idea, that's what fasting is.
所以这个就是我们禁食的一个基本的概念。
So I just need to alert everybody, there's no one single way to fast. Whatever works to help you sense that Jesus alone has mastery over my body will do.
我在这边跟大家分享的是并没有一个特殊的方法我们应该去选择怎么样进食。只要这个进食的方式能够帮助你让你知道耶稣基督才是你身体的主那就可以了。
So we read that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights straight.
但我们也知道耶稣当时他出来服侍的时候他禁食了四十个昼夜。
That's too hard for me.
而连续禁食四十个昼夜那对我实在太困难了。
And I do not want you to feel guilty if you don't fast for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以我不也不要让大家自己有罪恶感说我们没有办法连续禁食四十个昼夜。
So on the screen are just some variations on fasting.
因此我给大家在这边介绍一些不同禁食的方式。
Some Christians I know will fast one meal a day.
我知道有一些基督徒他每天禁食一餐。
I have a question mark there because that's not the only way to do it.
但是我在这边放一个问号，因为那并不是唯一的方式。
But if that works for you, if it teaches you that, that Jesus alone has mastery over your body, go ahead and go for it.
但是如果这个方式能够让你真是认知耶稣基督是你生命的主的话，对你有帮助的话，请你继续做。
Other Christians will say, I will fast one meal a week.
或者有些基督徒他说我会一个礼拜禁食一餐。
That's more my style.
对我来说是符合我的习惯。
So Wednesday was my fasting day.
所以对我来说每个礼拜三是我禁食的那一天。
Other Christians will abstain from the most compulsive foods like coffee or candy or sweets or alcoholic drinks.
那也有一些基督徒他是特别禁止这些特别吸引我们的一些食物，比如说咖啡或者甜点或者任何酒类。
There is a popular fast that many Christians follow called the Daniel fast.
那或者有一些禁食的方式就是所谓的但以理禁食方式。
Daniel and his three friends abstained from eating the Babylonian rich food, so all they had was, I think, water and vegetables.
所以在但以理书当中记载，但以理与他的三个朋友，他们不饮用巴比伦国王给他们这些丰富的这些美好的宴席，他们只吃蔬菜跟喝水。
That means they ate very bland foods.
也就是非常平淡无味的食物。
That might be kind of rough.
这个也许非常的困难。
Chinese food is very rich.
大家也知道这个中国餐它里面味道是非常浓厚的。
Maybe you can abstain from Szechuan restaurants, very rich, spicy food.
或者说大家也许说操练进食的话，可以说我现在不吃四川菜。四川菜是非常味道非常浓厚的。
That might be our version of a Daniel fast.
对我们来说，也许这就是所谓的但以理式的进食。
But the point is, you can do trial and error and see what works spiritually for you.
但是主要来说，大家可以试着不同进食的方式，只要这一类的进食对你灵命有帮助就可以了。
Now, I am aware that this might be somewhat counterintuitive to a lot of you.
也许我要讲的是，对大家来说觉得不好像非常和我们直接反应的逻辑。
My mother likes it when I eat.
我妈妈很喜欢看我吃东西。
She would say that she and my father came to this country so I wouldn't have to go hungry.
她总是说我跟你爸爸之所以来到这个国家就是希望我的小孩不饿肚子。
When I go to my mother's house, she makes me eat even if I'm not hungry.
所以每当我去看我妈妈的时候，我妈妈总是要我吃。纵使我一点都不饿，他也要我吃。
So she's tried to instill in me a mentality that I should eat as much as I want to eat.
所以他给我灌输一个观念，就是我一定要吃，不论我饿不饿，都一直要吃。
But when I became a Christian, I took on a new identity.
但是当我成为基督徒之后，我有一个新的身份了。
And I would like to say that fasting is something of an identity marker.
我就觉得当我们进食的时候是表明我们身份的一种方式。
So let's go to the next slide, and I'm just going to close with this one thought. There are many breakthrough situations in our lives for which fasting would be good.
哦，这我与大家分享，就是当我们进食的时候，我们可以在生命当中有多层的突破。
I'm not going to read these Bible passages, but they describe situations where fasting is actually very helpful.
我不会一一的把每一节经文读出来，但是主要的是要跟大家分享的是这些经文告诉我们。
In Matthew 17, verse 21, the disciples come across someone who's controlled by a demonic spirit, and Jesus says this one comes out only by prayer and fasting.
当马太福音里面记载一些门徒遇到一个状况的时候，他们发现不能赶出有人被鬼附，他们却赶不出鬼的时候，耶稣对他们说，这一类的鬼若不祷告禁食，他就不出来。
So I would say the prayer, just me subjectively, feels more powerful if I am asserting that no one else has lordship in my life except Jesus.
所以在主观的来说，当我们禁食的时候，我们做一个宣告，在世界上没有一个权势对我的身体能够掌有主权，除了耶稣基督之外。
Okay, 2 Chronicles 20, verses 2 and 3, there is a Bible character named Jehoshaphat who has a coming disaster.
另一个是记在历代志下第二十章，在这边记载了有一个王，他的名字叫约沙法。约沙法那个时候面临到他一个极大的一个难题。
So he calls upon his people for prayer and fasting.
就在那个时候，他有敌人来攻击约沙法。约沙法王就跟他的属下说：“你们现在要开始禁食祷告了。”
In Acts chapter 13, the believers at the Antioch church are fasting because they want to receive direction from God.
也在使徒行传第十三章的时候，这边记载有一群信徒聚集在一起禁食祷告，因为他们那个时候需要神给予他们一个。
So in any of these situations, you may be facing something similar. Maybe there's someone that you feel wants to be free from demonic control. Maybe there's a coming disaster. Maybe you're seeking direction from God. I'm saying these would be great occasions for fasting.
所以在这边我就举出几个圣经上的例子。其中一个，当我们面对一个极大挑战跟敌人的时候，我们要禁食祷告。当我们能够遇到灵界的这些权势的时候，我们要禁食祷告。当我们需要神给我们指引的时候，我们要禁食祷告。
This last one from Isaiah 58 is very interesting. He calls for believers to fast in order that the hungry would be fed. So I stop eating so that they can eat.
而最后一个我与大家分享是以赛亚书第五十八章这边记载。这边说，当我们进食的时候，我们是为着那些饥饿的人进食，也就是当我们饥饿的时候，我们就感受到饥饿的人他们所经历的痛苦。
So I'm just telling you, there's a lot of material in the Bible about this practice of fasting. So if you haven't done it before, you should consider it.
也就是说，圣经里面告诉我们许多基督徒应该操练进食的例子。如果您还没有经历过禁食的话，我非常鼓励大家有禁食操练。
So let me conclude this last slide here, and I just say, if you can, try it at least once this week, and you might come back and say, Dr. Chan, this did nothing for me, and I'll say, okay, that's all right. You can try something else and see. It's a lot of trial and error. There's no one way to do it, but eventually you find something that is helpful to you.
我给大家的功课就是希望大家在这个礼拜开始操练，也许一个礼拜当中选一餐来进食，也许您会回来跟我说 Dr. Chan， 我操练之后对我生命没有什么改变，那我也可以跟我说没有关系，我们试试不同的方法，看看怎么样对你属灵最有帮助。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, I want to set apart everybody hereBecause I know they love you.
我们的主，我们的神，我在这边祷告，我把会众分别为圣，因为我知道你爱他们。
And I think every single one of them wants to give their body over to you.
他们也爱你，他们愿意把他们的身体分别为圣，归于你。
You are the Lord of the whole person, the mind, the soul, and the physical body.
因为你是我们的心，我们的理智，我们的身体的主。
And would you teach them in little ways, including in fasting, that you are Lord over their entire body?
主啊，愿你教导、引导他们，让他们知道他们的身体乃是属于你的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主的名，阿门。